Are you one of those people who constantly ignores that pop-up message telling you to update your web browser, Jeff?
No, I am not. I update obsessively.
Really? You always say yes when they ask you for an update?
It's only going to ask you again.
No, but it never stops, especially with iTunes. That's what really drives me crazy.
Oh, I don't even use iTunes, and but it has to be there. Yes.
Yeah, constant bet
noir of my
and yet
existence.
I never notice what the update is. That's the weird part. Well, an online retailer in Australia plans to put a kind of tax on customers who shop using outdated browsers. Here's Stuart Cohen from Sydney.
Australian electronics retailer Kogan.com plans to charge an extra 6.8% to customers who shop on the site using Microsoft's Internet Explorer version 7. Company owner Ruslan Kogan came up with the bizarre number by adding 0.1% for every month since the browser came out 68 months ago. He says it's costing a fortune to keep the site compatible with such old technology.
It takes just as much time to make a page appear properly in Internet Explorer 7 as it does to make it appear in every other browser. So we're doubling up on all our web creativity and web work.
Kogan says he's heard from other businesses who say they may try the same thing.
We've got the resources to code our website in a way that it appears properly in every other browser. But there's a lot of websites out there that haven't even thought about Internet Explorer 7. You know, we're improving the way that the internet works.
Kogan says he doesn't expect many people to actually pay the tax. His site offers links to help customers update their browser and avoid the extra charge. In Sydney, I'm Stuart Cohen for Marketplace.